flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso, we're visiting on the virtual treasure chest power seat. NBA credentialed writer Ali Cosell joins the radio huddle. Ali, not much going on this trade deadline, huh? How you been, man?
I've been great, Steve. And look, I think everybody's feeling better because the Pelicans accomplished their mission, right? They had to get under the luxury tax, and you just knew the Brandon Ingram trade had to happen, and it finally did.
Yeah, and the week started out crazy, obviously, with the Dallas Mavericks trading with the Los Angeles Lakers. But this one, like you mentioned, with Brandon Ingram was definitely a long wait to see this happening. We thought it might happen at the, in the offseason, the beginning of the year. And then it looked like, they might come to terms in an agreement with Brandon to keep him around here. But in the end, they end up shipping the piece off to Toronto. What did you think of at least the return the Pels are getting back in for Brandon Ingram?
I'm happy because, look, there was no market for him coming into yesterday, right? There was no market for him. Yes, there's some teams having exploratory talks with the Pels, just like every team does – basically does with one another with any player they're interested in. But there was really no traction being made until yesterday. So for the fact that it looked like the Pelicans were going to be stuck with, taking Brandon Ingram to the end of the season and then just hoping that, likely the extension talk with them was done, right? Because Trey Murphy has emerged. The only reason I think Brandon Ingram was maybe still going to get an extension from the Pels was because they needed a legitimate starter and they weren't sure if Trey was going to fill that role. But he has certainly shown he is that guy last few months. So the Pelicans are at best hoping for a sign and trade this summer, right? Just hoping to get anything of value back. So the fact that they landed what I think is the best deal they possibly could have had, right? Because he had no market. The fact they got a future first round pick from the Pacers, and it looks like it's definitely going to convey in 2026, which is a great draft, and also a second round pick. So the fact that they were able to get, like I said, anything of value for Brandon Ingram and sliding underneath the luxury tax, and they might even have a backup center for next year in Kelly Olynyk. I think they accomplished their mission.
Yeah, Ali, I think that they did a pretty good job, all things considering when you look at it, the market and kind of how some teams were operating with the new CBA with the second apron and the first apron. I mean, but still, when you look across the NBA and not even the Luka trade, give me your thoughts on some of the guys that moved him. Jimmy Butler is, in all types of fight with with Miami and, what they had going on. He's already signed his extension. He waived his option, and he signed his extension. But just give me your thoughts on some of the other moves made by teams.
Yeah, what's funny is just a month ago we were hearing, okay, there's barely going to be any big names getting moved, right, because of what you just said. The new CBA, it's very penal. very hard to make trades, especially amongst contenders. But the fact there were so many big names that moved, right? You mentioned Jimmy Butler, and that's probably the most shocking one because we had heard the Warriors were interested on Butler, but he had said no to them, right, initially. Didn't sound like he wanted to go there. He only wanted to end up in Phoenix. But the fact that they, you know, went back that to that well and also got that extension done, it's pretty interesting. I think it shows you the desperation of both parties, right, the Warriors and Butler. So now you just wonder how that's going to play out, right? It's an old team, right? You have to wonder, has Golden State got anything left in the tank like Steph Curry to make another legitimate run? I don't know. But the fact you've got Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler on the same sideline, I'll tell you what, we'll at least have fireworks. But, yeah, I mean, look, Anthony Davis has a new home. Luka, you mentioned. De'Aaron Fox going from the Kings to the Spurs. Now there's a legitimate star next to Wembanyama who looks like he's primed to be the number one player for, what, maybe the next 5/10 years. You also, besides Brandon Ingram, has Zach LaVine, right, change addresses in the Lakers. They still got a legitimate young starting center in Mark Williams, right, to add to that Luka core. So, yeah, there was a lot of big names that moved. Surprising, but it was fun.
One of the things I look at it, this trade, and I was telling this to Steve, the first and second round pick become valuable because people say, well, you got Bruce Brown Jr., and he's a, I think he's a good player, good role player, but he's only for 1 year. Well, guess what? Brandon Ingram, he's a rent player too. There's no guarantee he's going to sign with Toronto. He might, and it might work out for them. But this was sort of a rent for rent, and you to get a first and second round pick kicked into this, to me, you know, and you can never tell about winners and losers when the trades start get made. But that, to me, is, I think, the crux of it. Because you don't know what's going to happen with Brown. You don't know what's going to happen with Brandon Ingram. But you do have those two picks.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you know who we probably should be thinking for all this? It's Clutch, right? The representation, the agency, I should say, that represented Anthony Davis and got him out of New Orleans to the Lakers. From what I understand is Brandon Ingram, when he signed with Clutch a couple months ago, he had a couple of agents, and one of those agents by the name of Mike George is very close to the Toronto organization. Masai Ujiri opened up an agency up in Toronto, somewhere in Canada, years ago, and came on board with Clutch just in the past year. So I think if Brandon didn't have him, right, hadn't switched agencies, I don't think this deal gets done. I don't think the Pelicans get those draft assets, right? So the Pels would still be in limbo. So like I said, it's fortuitous of the way it worked out to me. And I'll be honest, I don't think the Raptors give up such a good first round pick and such a great draft if they don't think, or they're confident enough, I should say, that they're going to re-sign Brandon Ingram. Because if you look across the league, if you're BI, where else are you going to get the type of money you kind of want, right? Almost everybody's playing around with the luxury tax line, or they're even above an apron, first apron or second. So they can't add you. So Toronto is one of the last remaining places where I think Brandon can get maybe a deal for $40 million per year, right, for, say, 2 to 3 years.
Dolly, definitely appreciate your time. Thanks for carving out some for us. I know it's been a busy trade deadline for you. Get some rest and get ready for the final hole of the season for the Pellies.
Yeah, we've got to get to the end, right? It's a losing season, but we've got Trey Murphy, Eve Missy, right? There's hope. Let's just hope Zion can finish the year healthy. That's probably another thing I should mention.
Thanks again, Ollie. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Ollie Cosell joining us on the Treasure Chest Casino Power Seat. Okay, we're going to keep it right here. Sorry, I'm getting from the studio. Guys.
Give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts on the Pelicans trade and then also, future going forward. With what this team has.
My thing is, I think this is, he was never going to re-sign here. And you
He would have re-signed, but he wouldn't want to pay up.
Yeah. And so you didn't want to pay
kind
of money. My thing is, I think you got the best deal you could have asked for because there is no guarantee on both ends here. There's no guarantee with Toronto that they'll re-sign. They can sign. Basically on that end, there's no guarantee that you could keep Brown on this end. But you got a first and a second round pick. A lot of people were talking about you weren't even going to get a first.
You weren't going to get a first.
So my thing overall at this stage is, now if Brandon signs a long-term deal, then we've seen enough of him.
Well, but here's my deal. And, Steve, I'll let you go, and I'll kind of tell you what I think on that side of it, Mike, because I agree and I disagree to a point. Steve, what do you think?
For me, the Brandon Ingram trade definitely had to happen. It just felt like he was kind of holding in, you know, basically sitting out on these games. It had been forever with this ankle issue, and it just kept dragging on and on. You saw him just sitting there on the bench, and it gets to the fans.
I think it's a psyche thing too for the team.
Well, he had started to ramp up a little bit more. He had
I figured you.
But also,
I think he also thought I was going somewhere else.
The trade deadline is coming,
exactly.
So I can start ramping up more basketball. What I'm doing. The Pelicans were not comfortable paying the $40 million to $50
million. And I don't blame them one bit.
And so that's where the disconnect. He will get $40 million from Toronto. He will get $40 million from Toronto. But the Pelicans were not comfortable playing that because what other contracts start to kick in next year?
Right.
Look at what other contracts starts to kick in. And so they actually got under the tax.
With the trade at the center.
With Theis. That actually got them under. So they could have went to the summer with Brandon on the roster. Now the gamble becomes he gets more money if the Pelicans kind of trade him just because you got bird rights and all this other stuff with a sign and trade. But they were able to get, you know, a first and second. And then the other thing, I think that if you look at some of those salaries, I think one is expiring salary, but also if it isn't, one is expiring salary, and then the other one, you're not taking back. No, I'm talking about via the trade.
Okay.
No, with Brown.
So you're not taking back a ton of cap. So that still gives you some room.
Flexibility,
some flexibility where, hey, I can package this and still be able to go out and get player X or whatever.
But in the fall, didn't we all think you'd get more for Brandon?
The fall? No, it was the summer. If you really thought it was the summer.
Yeah.
This past summer, not this.
Yeah,
this,
I'm talking about
this past fall. Once they were rolling and you didn't get in,
you weren't going to get it.
The leverage was gone.